This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right, it is 6:06 p.m. and the Transport Minister has a new proposal. He is going to fine airports that fail to comply with some of the 21 KPIs, and this includes the ability to handle passengers' luggage effectively. Hurrah!
Hurrah, we're about to be a fine country just like Singapore. fines apparently will be imposed on airports that fail to comply with their 21 KPIs, apparently.
Yes.
Which includes this ability to handle passengers' luggage effectively. The MAVCOM is going to be tasked with enforcing these KPIs, ensure that airport operators are fined accordingly if they are caught slacking off. Dum-dum.
Yeah, so I mean, this has happened to all of us, and I think we've all had varied experiences depending on where we are in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, like you said, Caroline, I've had exceptional experiences in Singapore, in London,
European
countries where we've lost your luggage, people are incredibly apologetic, they immediately give you a little stipend mm-hmm. because obviously you won't have clothes or toothbrush or toothpaste and all of that mm-hmm. stuff, and it's very, very efficient.
Yep.
I've lost my luggage on this side as well, on the mm-hmm. Malaysian side, mm-hmm. and needless to say, the experience is less than stellar.
Yeah, there's the delay of luggage, and then there are the delays of flights.
Right.
As well, which we haven't necessarily rectified. We've changed what we call them. We call them retimed flights sometimes.
That's
some
right.
airlines tend to do that.
It's a very cunning phrase.
So no, you know, we've cancelled, we've managed to do away with 100% of delays here at our airline. We've just retimed 200% of them.
Yes, unfortunately, your flight has been retimed.
Right.
You'll get a text message saying that. It's very, very annoying. No, but, you know, the thing is, they don't make the process simple over here. And I think it's nice that this directive is coming from the very top, because even if you've bought that additional insurance, which a lot of airlines, actually almost all airlines, offer to you upon checkout these days, even that is not a simple process to, say, you know, claim your reimbursement.
It's hardly a simple process to opt out while you're buying the tickets, let's be fair.
The opt-out box is really small and a weird shade of grey.
It's really irritating.
Correct.
I mean, there are things that we do quite well with. I mean, I think largely our customs and immigration lines seem to be pretty okay. There are a lot of countries where, you know, it's a terrible traffic jam when it comes to, you know, just lining up and getting those things sorted.
So I think the foreign arrival lines are still pretty long, but that's to be expected in most countries. But yes, our local auto gate system, for the most part, seems to work okay.
I think so. Cleanliness seems to be all right. Crowd control, not too bad. I'm not sure whether, you know, or not, that has more to do with traffic volume or the lack of traffic volume in certain airports. Shops are okay, a bit boring. Perhaps.
Food options are so a bit lame.
I think they're lame.
Yes.
I think they're absolutely lame. I mean, you know, restaurant. I don't know. Our local options are, you know, not readily available. I think there's one in KLIA that has deplorable service each time I've gone there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also feel that things like restaurants are a great opportunity to market the country, you know, in an airport.
Absolutely. If people are even in transit, at least let them sample some of our great local flavors,
yeah.
right? But going back to luggage, I think one of the biggest perennial problems of KLIA, especially, I mean, more so than even KLIA 2, is luggage delivery, right? Mm. I mean, until today, it is still a painfully slow process. Sometimes you can be waiting for up to an hour to receive your flight, your international luggage, on a flight at KLIA 1.
Yeah, I really wish the entire chain could be transparent and just visible, like behind a glass wall
that
or something.
That would be very cool to
where
see.
Where we could see it coming down from the plane.
But there was a design issue, and over the last, well, KLIA opened in 98, I believe, and you know, it's 20 years now, and the design issue still hasn't been rectified, in that if you go to the airport right now, and at every luggage carousel, there is a man standing there to grab the luggage really quickly. Mm-hmm. If not, it'll stall the whole system.
Yeah,
if more than two bags come down at once.
It sort of
and I've seen that for
little,
years, right?
Jams up the little passageway.
Correct. Yeah. And that hasn't changed. They haven't fixed that in 20 years.
Mm.
Yes, but maybe,
well, maybe,
you know,
I was wrong about not having a Malaysian flavor. There you go.
There you go. That is it. That is it. Maybe finds this is the one way of moving things forward.
Yep.
After this, we're going to be speaking to someone from MAHB, that's Malaysia Airports Berhad, for more information. First up, though, John Mayer, New Light on BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's 6:15. We have been talking about luggage delays and how our new Transport Minister, Anthony Lok, intends to speed things up at the conveyor belt.
Right. And, you know, while I guess we've all experienced being on the receiving end of this long wait, mm-hmm. to be fair, a few of us actually venture behind the scenes to find out why. I mean, it's easy to complain about the wait, to blame the inefficiencies in the system. But I have to admit, apart from a few documentaries, perhaps, I haven't really explored it in depth.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't either. After a flight, I just want to grab my luggage and go home as quickly as possible. So for some insights, we have on the line Nick Anes, the General Manager of Corporate Communications over at MAHB, to tell us what actually goes on before the luggage comes tumbling down the conveyor belt. Welcome to the show, Anes. Can you start by explaining what exactly goes on and perhaps where the breakdowns occur?
Okay. The baggage handling actually involved both the airport and the airlines. For the airport, on the part of the airport, we are responsible for providing the machinery and the systems to deliver the baggage, you know, the conveyor belts and all that is used to deliver the baggage to the carousel. The systems and the machineries are provided by the airport. On the other hand, the operations part, for example, the manpower to carry the baggage from the aircraft belly onto the conveyor belt is provided by the ground handlers, which are actually appointed by the airlines. So you see, both have to work. You know, the system has to be running fine, but the manpower, the resources also have to be there in order for the baggage delivery to be done efficiently for the passengers. So there must be sufficient manpower from the airlines, from the ground handlers, to carry the bags onto the conveyor, and then the conveyor, once it reaches the conveyor must also work. And, you know, there can be no breakdowns to the conveyor, otherwise the bags will get stuck. So really, it's actually the combination of, you know, these two roles that is involved in delivering the baggage to the passenger.
Oh, well, sounds a bit like a dance, really. How about when it comes to luggage that either gets lost or doesn't arrive at all? What's going on there?
Okay, well, that's called the short shipment of baggage. And that sometimes happens when, you know, the baggage is either labelled incorrectly, therefore it goes into the wrong sorter, or, you know, it doesn't arrive at the sorter on time. Sometimes, you know, it could also be an issue where there is a delay of the aircraft, of the airline. Or sometimes it involves, you know, changes of flight schedule and stuff. You know, there's some delay and the baggage doesn't get there on time. That could also be the cause. So there are many different reasons. But, you know, we're working together with the airlines to see how we can minimize the issue. So we really have to study where the bottlenecks are. So that's part of the challenge, you know, trying to get to the bottom of the problem, to the roots of the problem, so that we can make sure that we can fix the problem.
So the Transport Minister Anthony Lok has come out to say that there will be that they might be imposing a fine on airport operators for lax handling of bags. But as a passenger, I mean, our direct point of contact is always with the airline. So when a bag gets lost, we tend to point the finger at them. Is it fair then for the airport to bear the cost of the fines? Hmm.
You're right in the sense that, you know, the passenger's point of contact is always the airline. Because when you travel, when you check in, you release your baggage to the airline to be checked in, right? So the airline holds the responsibility of your baggage. So if there's, you know, missing baggage or whatever, then it is correct for you to go to the airlines and report to the airlines for lost baggage. So in the background, we will then work together with the airline to find out what happened to the baggage, where, you know, the baggage could have been stuck, or, you know, whether it was, sometimes it's also a case where it's shipped to the wrong destination. So there's really no telling of, you know, whose responsible for the baggage until we do the investigation on each case.
I would imagine then applying a standard fine to all airports will be difficult. Do you think it should vary, perhaps based on the airport, you know, like the size of the airport or the staff matters?
See, what we're doing now is we are, you know, working with MAFCOM to look at the quality of service elements for the airport. And I think MAFCOM has identified about 27 quality of service elements. And baggage handling is one of them, right? Whether or not, you know, it should be applied across all airports in the same manner, that really depends on MAFCOM, on what model that they want to implement. But I think what we're doing is trying to see the most effective, the effective way to manage the quality of service, because after all, you know, this is a good thing. When we do this, we welcome this quality of service measurement by MAFCOM, because, you know, it's something that we can work towards providing a better experience for our passengers. So it's something positive, you know, something that I think should be looked upon as something good for the passenger experience. So we're looking at the most effective model to do it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to MAFCOM on how they want to implement the penalties.
So what then are best practices when it comes to the handling of luggage, or are there new ways to go about it? I think Emirates recently announced that they're going to start using robots for their baggage handling. Could that be an option moving forward?
You know, at the end of the day, I think ideally the best is to have your baggage already there when you reach the carousel. So you don't have to wait, or even if you have to wait, you know, you don't have to wait too long, right? But that depends also on the design of the terminal and the layout of the terminal. Because, for example, take KLIA. Yeah? KLIA's terminal design and the way the baggage handling system was designed back 20 years ago, because KLIA's baggage handling system is about 20 years old as the airport. And it travels through a tunnel on the conveyor, which is about 34 kilometers in length. Not many people know this, right? So if your baggage has to travel 34 kilometers in length, you know, so it's going to take quite some time to reach the terminal. However, there is a certain service levels that we promise to the passengers. And right now, you know, we are looking at how to improve and meet this service level that we promise the passengers. Ideally, at KLIA, with the design of the baggage handling, the layout and the design of the terminal, the first bag should be out within 25 minutes from the time your aircraft is parked. And the last bag should be out within 40 minutes from the time your aircraft is parked. But, you know, at the moment, sometimes, you know, you hear of delays and stuff, you know, of people waiting for their bags more than half an hour, more than 1 hour. And, you know, that's the challenge that we face at the moment. Like I said, it's a two-part thing, you know. That's the system part, but there's also the operation part, the manpower part. If there's not enough manpower to carry the baggage, to unload the baggage of the belly cargo, that can also contribute to the delay.
Well, thank you very much, Anis, for sharing all of those insights. That was Nick Zakaria, the General Manager of Corporate Communications over at Malaysia Airports Holding Berhad. I mean, it's really enlightening.
Yeah, I had no idea. 34 kilometres my poor bag is making that journey.
Correct.
I did not know.
Correct. But, you know, it's nice that they have these KPIs in mind, the 30 minutes, the 40 minutes and all of that stuff. Mm. And I guess it's working towards achieving those targets, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll have to wait and see what MAFCOM comes up with regards to fines and who has to pay them.
Oh, one can only wait and see until your baggage comes up.
Wait and see. Yeah. We've got some music coming your way. The Stone Roses. What the world is waiting for.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.